Scientists have published nearly a million studies involving rats over the past four decades. One that will appear in tomorrow's issue of Nature is arguably among the most important. The report details the rat's genetic blueprint, its genome. Rats have become just the third mammal to be analyzed in such detail, and NPR's Richard Harris reports that medical scientists expect a great return for the effort.
Humans were the first mammals to have their genes read out. Mice were the second. That's because their genes can be easily manipulated, so they're favorites in the lab. Francis Collins from the National Human Genome Research Institute today inducted the rat into this fraternity. He notes that rats are used in everything from cancer studies and drug development to surgery research.
So I would argue the sequencing the rat genome represents much more than an odometer moment in sequencing history.
The rat sequence is just 90% complete. Even so, it is potentially of great value to medical researchers. Rat strains have been developed to mimic human diseases, so researchers can use them to look for treatments and cures. Now, Howard Jacob from the Medical College of Wisconsin says researchers will be able to create strains of rats that mimic diseases much more realistically.
Better rat models would decrease drug failures in clinical trials, currently standing at about 90% that reach clinical trials, which would decrease development costs and time to market.
Rats also stand in for humans in the studies that help evaluate the risk of toxic materials in our environment. But those studies are troublesome because rats and humans sometimes have very different reactions. It turns out that our genes are about 90% the same. Richard Gibbs from the Baylor College of Medicine says it will be very useful to have an exact catalog of the differences. Gibbs says it turns out that some of those differences are in the genes involved in neutralizing potential poisons.
And now understanding the full spectrum of those genes gives us a huge advantage. In fact, I think you can say we'll really turn this from an art into a science.
Last but not least, the rat genome is proving useful to biologists interested in understanding the evolution of humans and other mammals. With three species pretty well deciphered genetically, scientists can triangulate the way navigators do to find landmarks. But in this case, the landmarks are common genes in our evolutionary past. Francis Collins says this is just a start.
We have the ability to sequence another 20 mammalian genomes in the next 3 years. So, while today may be the day of the rat, tomorrow may bring the publications on the chimp, the chicken, the dog, and a long list of others that you can anticipate will greatly illuminate human biology and lead us to advances in human medicine.
And even with a million publications to its credit, the rat still has a lot yet to contribute in this quest. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.